Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout even Jai, and come back, shout, we want to see you back on the site. From the lovely Faroe Islands, she was singing, she was doing the music and the guitar, and the words were from my co-host, Jai Hatter. Hi, Hatter, how are you?
I'm just fine, AP, thank you.
Excellent, and sitting in the background of this little A Team of Voices production, you'll find us on allpoetry.com if you come and knock on the door of all of the group, A Team of Voices in All Poetry. You'll find Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well. And I think we have a visitor, and I have a good instinct that it might be Stephen. Hello, 440. How are you?
Yep, you're right. Hey, it's hey. Stephen. I'm good.
Excellent. Well, lovely for you to drop past. Then we will put your poem on the board, Stephen, because it's a funky little poem. I saw it before and I was quite impressed, because we are on the subject of clay, and it's always interesting to see where people take a subject like clay. And Stephen, I was very pleased. I didn't know that, you know, this would be where somebody would take it, but I was very pleased you took it in this way. So we're going to put the microphone over to you.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I had a little fun with this one. I call this 8, 9, 10. As the black and yellow bumblebee does use its sting, the peach and chalky butterfly does float and dance. The canvas floor rises up fast and benumbed ears do ring, and twixt the ropes the gloved Tourette holds his victory stance. End poem.
Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! I never thought about that when I did the subject of clay, but having the poem actually refer to the wonders of Cassius Clay was most impressive, Stephen. I liked that a lot. I thought that was very funky. Deb, what did you think of Stephen's floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee?
Well, I'm with you. I think it was a really cool angle to take it in. I would have never thought of Cassius Clay to pull in clay. I thought mine was clever. Damn. But it's real, and I like your descriptive change in the float like a butterfly, sting like a bee play there. So it's quite a brilliant little brevity. Fun share, Stephen.
Thank you, Deb.
And Hannah, did you want to say something about the wonderful world of Mr. Clay?
Yeah, I never saw a Cassius Clay either. Great angle. Sting like a butterfly. Butterfly, it's like a bee. Yeah. Float like a butterfly.
Float like a butterfly.
Yeah.
Sting like a bee.
Yeah. Yeah, the first rapper was Cassius Clay.
That's right.
I'll give a shout out to the only Clay that I knew was a cousin of a guy that I went to school with who played football with, and we called him Zonka. This guy was a bull. So shout out to Clay.
Wow. There you go. Clay from old. And so, Stephen, I know you've been on the air for a couple of hours, and I know that you've got responsibilities tomorrow morning, so I'm expecting that you'll probably want to tell us about what's going on a poetic slice, and then you might dance off and, you know, have a shadow box or something else.
Yeah, actually, we didn't actually have a show today, but I do have to get to bed, even with the gaining of the hour of sleep with the daylight savings. But I will say that our next show is The Mortuary of Shadows on Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and it is Open Dark Poetry, and that's where we'll be.
Beautiful thing. Now, you're more than welcome to stick with us, Stephen, as we go through, but no collab this week, so just you know, all of us having a dip, so coming by and giving us that angle, because as I said, none of us would have thought about it, so you danced past us.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, I'll stay for one. I'm going to stay for one, and then I'm going to hit the head off.
Well, if that's the case, let's put up Hatter's poem. Hatter, did you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get Hatter's poem
on my way with it.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, are you going to read this one, Hatter?
Yeah. I'm going to read it. It's called So I Can Be Complete. It goes like this. Today I'm a soldier with a rifle in hand. Tomorrow I'll be a cowboy. Do you understand? Molded to be a curiosity, but always a work to be done. Simple shapes of the clayed landscapes, Play-Doh, men with guns. Colored hats on the strangest cats, Wonderland, they say. Come with me so all can see. We are all made of clay. From mud to muck, where things are stuck, dirt is in the mix. Tell me now how you plan to somehow give me a little wick. Girls in my world always takes a peek, so give me, please, what I need so I can be complete. Yeah, no Ken doll.
No Ken doll. Absence of Ken doll, Hatter. But still... something that sticks in your mind as you go past. Is there anything out of that piece that you'd like to pick?
I thought this was really cool, actually. I was going to call it a brevity, but maybe it's on a borderline of a brevity, huh? But it speaks to me. It speaks to me of how all of life's experiences just even now continue to mold and shape who we are. So I kind of like that idea as well. Very cool, right, Hunter?
Mm.
Thanks.
Yes, good idea. Yeah, thanks, Tim. Tim, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I thought this was a really cool write. And Hatter, I have to admit, when you sent me to read it, when I got to the line that said, from mud to muck, where things are stuck, I was afraid of what might come in the next line or so to rhyme with that stuck. So I was very relieved to find out that it did not. And again, I say, sorry about the little wick.
When in doubt, Patter, just you know, go and purchase the bigger candle. That's what you can say. Don't get the big candle.
I had to make sure it was okay to read, so I sent Deborah over to read it.
No. I think you know, there's some things, you know, some things like, you know, Mark and a few dramas, but I think we can get away with Wick.
A little bit
of innuendo. Even if it's only small, you know.
Girls in my world.
Yeah, much better if it's small. Did you want to throw up your palm next and read it for us?
Sure can.
I thought that was good perspective, though, Hannah, on Clay.
Nice.
I thought that was very clever. Good angle.
Thanks.
No, it was a good angle.
Okay.
Good night, Stephen. Night,
okay.
Stephen. Hi. I got it.
Okay.
Clay.
I couldn't go the direction I had originally thought. So I want to think about something that might be more clever, and it gave me a little bit of soapbox space here, and I really hate this stretch of land. But it's called Route 55's patch of orange clay land on the Curse Road. Here we go. Laughing at the native chief's warning, trees are chopped and land stripped. Then as bulldozers and backhoes ran, the sacred native grounds got ripped. Man carved out lanes for the highway. Now the route runs neath an underpass. I'm sorry, I see it. Oh, my gosh. Let me start that stanza again. Man carved out lanes for the highway. Now the route runs neath an overpass. Orange clay marks the roadside land. As spray on chemicals sprout no grass. Archaeologists found artifacts at the site. A workman died from winds that blew, knocking him over the bridge railings. An asphalt paver crushed a laborer, too. One van carrying five crewmen burned without a cause after igniting in flames. Two brain aneurysms are recorded, too. And car wrecks kill with a crash maims. As vegetation, people, and animals all die, homemade tombstones are on display, marking the places of the people killed. Today, that land is still just orange clay. End poem.
Well, there you go. So, basically, the go is be careful when the local tribes say don't go there. Basically, yeah. Is that the best way to put that together?
No, absolutely, absolutely. They built Route 55 in like 67, and then in the 80s. They were adding in this part actually to get you from the area I'm in now in Salem County over to 55.
Yeah.
And it's that link that is the tragic. I mean, it's the list is staggering. that was just a little sample of the stuff that's happened during there. The people who worked there, his family got sick. There was cancer. There was two dropped dead from heart attacks at different times on the site. I mean, really bad. And you can spray that fake grass stuff anywhere and go back next week and there's grass. You cannot grow grass there. You can't. You can't do anything.
Wow.
So I thought that would be a different approach.
That is a different approach, actually, from there. Hannah, did you want to say a few words about that farm?
Yeah, that's interesting. And that's near you, huh, Doug?
Sure is. I don't go to Deptford much, but it would be where I would go to get on 55 and go to Deptford. But in truth, it wouldn't because I would go around it and get on 55 before or after that. I won't go there. It's
really?
My hair end up there. I get goosebumps. I don't like the way it feels when you drive past there.
Yeah. You know, Hawaii also has a highway. I think it's the Big Island, and it's the only road that connects the north and the south shores, if I remember right. So they built this elevated freeway or highway that, same thing, it's supposedly cursed. I don't know any tragedies that has happened there, but they were warned not to build it. But you call it I can't remember the name the islanders call it, but the cursed highway or the cursed road.
Yeah, I'm sure that every state has one or more of them. Like, we also have Dead Man's Curve over by Williamstown, and
we got a
lot of tragedies there as well. Man, now we're down 3-1.
We have a number in California here, locally. We have a bunch of certain highways that are called Blood Alley. There's Highway 16, Highway 70, Highway 99, which are single lane highways where people speed all the time. And you're flying by with no center lane in between. I mean, these are just old highways. They're always mounted so the rain will run off. So you're always leaning. Yeah. It's built for the speed limit. Anything more, and when I was driving, I saw some terrible accidents on the Blood Alley. But there's no way of fixing those either. They won't they try to resurface it, but they can't add on lanes. Yeah, so
doesn't sound like there's any way of fixing your piece of highway either, Deb. So, well, there you go. I would never have gone down that path with Clay, but I went down a more traditional path. I see, my memory of clay is at school, and we had art class, and we did clay work in the art class. Now, I was in the class from the wrong side of town, right? And so the teacher stupidly at the start of the year said something about clay. She actually said, look, if you don't get the bubbles out of the clay, and I go to fire the clay, what it will do is that your piece will explode. Now, for most people, what that would mean is that they would try and get all the bubbles out of the clay so it wouldn't explode. If you're in the class from the wrong side of town, they would actually deliberately put bubbles in there so that they could explode things and actually smash everything in the kiln. And so the real trick of art class in year 10 was to actually build something that didn't get smashed by everybody else putting bubbles in and exploding.
That's kind of sad.
I'm serious. This was just my experience of Year 10 art class. And so everything I did in Year 10 art class in pottery was small and was built to try and avoid getting blown up. So I had little snakes and I had little lizards and everything that was small. Anyway, there you go. Just a story by the by. Now, that's not what my time is about. This is, to lighten the mood somewhat, not Sumerian, and it goes a little bit like this. Was definitely a terracotta clay, decorated in pale yellow glaze. My dad, Sumerian, would say. He took it to the museum to appraise. And they said they weren't sure. as in one bowl style, was so alike. Carbon dating the go need core, but cost made him take the height. So instead, it sat in a far dim box. My mother said it was puke in tone and complete with all its knocks. It was left in a place never shown. I went with my father's excitement on his passing claim to his mine, to my sniggering sister's consent, who went instead for the aged wine. Looking through to pen this poem, I found its dead ringer was for sale, and while Suma was never its home, French provincial, instead the male. Not been a big one for the wear, and it's far newer, forget the collars, but my sister can go heat her own hair, as its value $3,000. End poem.
Take that.
True story, huh?
True story.
Yeah. So what was it? I mean, what era, how old? Who made it?
It's about 300 years old. French provincial. Terracotta bowl.
Okay.
See a copy of it. Looks pretty, you know, it's pretty yeah, as my mum would say.
Yeah.
Looks like puke.
French provincial. Yeah. What century are you talking?
Oh, it's a couple of hundred years old, Tata. My father thought it was like 10,000 years old. He thought it was a Sumerian bowl. He thought it was way back, whatever, and that's why I took it to the museum. And the museum couldn't give him an accurate figure on it without taking a piece of it to do carbon dating, but it was going to cost a couple of $100s, and he said, nah, I won't do that. I'll just keep it like the bowl. My mum said, hate the bowl, put it in a box, junk it out the back. Anyway, I find out that it's French provincial, and it's actually worth decent money. Go figure.
Somehow I'm not surprised, though. It just seems to be you have an eye.
No. Go figure. So, you know, it's a true story. Nice. A little bit of rhyme. You know how it is. Just roll the A-B out.
Yeah, but I liked a little bit of attitude at the end, how it calmly, you know, but my sister can eat her own hair. It has a value of $3,000. I had a giggle. I mean, come on. Go eat your hair. Beep.
Where is it now?
Well, you know, sitting in the box under the bench here somewhere, in the cupboard. So, yeah, with me, but not displayed because I don't have a lot of places to put a large French provincial bowl header. I don't have a lot of sort of pre-flat space, really. So,
how big is it? Is it like a punch bowl? Or is it like a cereal bowl?
It's sort of a platter punch bowl type size. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this is hot. Yeah, no, it's not a little bowl. It's a big bowl.
Have any markings on it at all? On the bottom?
No, absolutely
okay.
Nothing. And my father did think it was very old. You know, Sumerian pottery goes back, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 years. He thought it was very old, and that's why he took it to the museum. But this was, of course, back before the days of the internet and all this stuff. And, you know, the internet makes life a hell of a lot easier because you can actually find things that look very similar. But it looked, if you look at that bowl, it looks like it could have been quite old. Very basic glaze and terracotta clay and a lip and a little spill there. But.
So how did he come about? How did he come about it? How did he get it?
Oh, he bought things all the time at different markets and at auctions and at trash and treasure places and stuff. Had us, so I don't know how exactly he got it. He just got it and bought it something. So yeah, and it's interesting because he had a fairly decent feel for what was worth money and what wasn't. And so I wouldn't have been surprised if it was really old, but it's not. It's a couple of hundred years old.
No, still. Bowl. It's an old
one. It's a decent bowl. It's an old bowl, and it's perfectly saleable at one of the local auction houses here. It's absolutely fine. If you decide not to display it, I'll sell it, you know, as you do.
Mm, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
When was it appraised? How long ago?
Oh, sorry, Hannah?
How long ago was it appraised? I mean, how long ago did you have it checked? Was that years ago or just recently?
No. I just found it on the internet 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, you know, literally when...
Toss a salad in it.
At,
toss it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. So, yes, no. It was the glory of the internet. Go internet, all that stuff. Now, Hatter,
yeah.
I said to
yes.
you before the show that I would be approaching you to come up
oh.
with an erstwhile topic for next. Yes. Have you had some
yeah.
thoughts about what that might be?
Yeah, beaver. Beavers.
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 Beavers. Beavers.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, we're in a PG-13 slot here. But beavers. Okay. Cool.
Thank well, you. I have them in my backyard.
Did you?
I think I have a picture. I must have a picture. I have all kinds of critters in the backyard: skunks, possums,
what?
Cats,
mm-hmm.
beavers,
yeah.
a white
yeah.
weasel.
Now, let me change that to critters. Let's go to critters. Critters. It's going to be
that's
critters.
A better word.
Oh, cool.
That's a good word.
No.
Let's go to critters.
I'm sorry, that wasn't for the topic. Okay. That was, now it's 4-1.
So your team is now losing, Deb. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The Astros are now, it was 1-0, and now it's 4-1.
And the series is 3-2?
It is. It's do or, tonight's do or die for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Not looking good. Not at 4-1. What do you know?
No, sir, it's not.
Hey, they came back with 5. They came back from 5.
Mm.
This is true. I have not given up faith.
Yeah. Okay, so we're on critters for next week. Critters, everybody, which is a fun topic. So let me then go to the videotape because I think we've got Titus there with his piece. Did he come through with the SoundCloud yet?
Yes, sir. Should be at your studio.
Yeah, we've got national the national calendar. If you want to do that first,
we should do that first, Hatter. You're exactly right. Chris,
yeah,
I'm in your hand.
Okay, I've got to say today, November 5th, was National Love Your Red Hair Day, National Donut Day.
Yes.
National Play Outside Day and National Bison Day. Now that was today. We'll look at tomorrow also, the 6th of November. Tomorrow, National Saxophone Day, National Nachos Day, and Daylight Savings Time ends tomorrow. The clocks.
Yes. Remember the clocks, everybody.
Remember the clocks. Tick-tock.
So
that's it.
Remember the clocks. Perfect. Well, if that's the case, I will then go to the videotape, and we have been very fortunate because one of our contributors to the show, Titus, has contributed a poem about Clay. I've put that up on the board. Now, I think Titus is on holiday now, Deb. Is that right? He's gone... traveling.
He is. He sat down and he checked out the topic boards and he wrote to like half a dozen of my Mondays. He wrote for our Saturday and recorded them all before he left for Ireland. I believe he
there
said
you go.
Ireland.
Wonderful work. Yeah, no, I think it's Ireland. I think that's right. So anyway, I hope you're having a good vacation, Titus. Meanwhile, this is your call.
A man of clay. Once my father would say, son, don't be a lesser man all your life. It was not that I was a timid creature. He told me not to fight, and so I never did. but only with a gentle heart did poetry bring out the true feelings from change. A wife whose husband did his shyness know, she said, deep down you are a romantic at heart, yet on the surface to find that man below. The same could be said of beauty, to accept you in the same vain notion. A change of heart was never to hurt in my father's old age. He would realize how strong a love it was to move him forever alone. After my mother died, how frailty had kept both from this gift other than a broken heart. Loss is for certain, hardened clay. True stature I became after childhood. The hurt received would often be until it was served by me, giving cause by my having given back an equal share of the weight of clay for my foes. To serve every sinew, I became a better man. Some love in return came my way. A heart of gold was measured not as a leisure, but being told that I love you, most surely must be treasured. To have good reason with it worship wise, an endearing nature for love to behold.
Well, see, Titus, I hadn't thought about approaching clay in that way either. Certainly not inspired by the Merchant of Venice. And very, very well done. Deb, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, you know, for starters, there was a tone in his voice that these little clips that he has in here were pulled from his memory, from the things that molded him into that man of clay, the little aspects, things said to him that made him lean one way or another in his life. There was sadness mixed with resolve, I think, in a couple of the spots, like where he was told to fight, but he didn't because, you know, he's too, he would rather be peaceful and gentle. And I really liked at the end there, that I love you most surely must be treasured to have a good reason with it worship-wise, an endearing nature for love to behold. It was like wrapping everything up in just one more dose of tenderness at that end there. But I keep going to that tone in his voice, the tone that tells me he felt every word as he shared it with us. Really great job.
Agree. And Hannah, what did you think of Titus's piece?
Yeah, it's just, brings on the saddest moment of everybody's life. There's the lose your parents, however that happens. It really hit me. I mean, I like what it said, a heart of gold was measured not by, not as a leisure, but being told that I love you. Yeah, he's got a way of finding a way to crush your heart, and this, I'm sort of speechless. It was a good job.
Well, that's a good job. I mean, I actually like some of the plays of words, and so I thought I should pick those out too. The one in particular was, the same could be said of beauty, to accept you in the same vein notion as in the veins in your arm. However, you know, when you read that, you would think of vein, V-A-I-N notion, but that wasn't the way he did it. He did it with vein, which is the use of blood. So, I particularly like that piece, Titus, for the want of a better piece to show. But I did do love how you turn the words. For example, bring out the true feelings from change. A wife whose husband did his shyness know. So just turned it back in. Very, very nice. So enjoyed the piece, and thank you for thinking of us before you headed off to Ireland. So my thanks for putting that with us. So, Deb, did you want to talk to us about coming in the next few days on a team of horses?
I would love to. Let's start with Monday, personal prompt Monday at 10 p.m. You can choose some of the beautiful fall art, bursting with color, and then dazzle your use of color. Take it wherever it leads you. And then on Tuesday, there's not a topic board up yet, but the last I heard from Sweet, she'll have a show at 10, and it will be in reference to Stephen King. I guess she'll probably throw some quotes at us, and we will take it from there. And then Crystal Hope is scheduled for, I believe, 11 o'clock on Wednesday. But stay tuned and double-check the times when you get the opportunity, and that's the next couple of days.
Wednesday. Is that the music show? Is that Thursday?
No, the Hatter Music is the 16th. Hatter's Jukebox is on the schedule for the 16th.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
And Tic Mac Banjo for the 18th. Is that still a go, AP?
It is.
Cool.
Okie doke. Well, we've got through the list, Deb. I guess we should get the heck and clay the way out of here, really. Patter, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Only that I purposely lost my fantasy football game to Deborah because she's the boss.
That was a good choice.
That's my story.
That was a good
choice.
Well, you might as well. I mean, it. Why not? You know. So I haven't really worked out in or how to lose yet. My team keeps going up and down like the bloody whatevers. So I go anywhere from 150 through to 75. Not sure what happens on the week. So.
We got to get Grass. Grass can't go undefeated.
Him and Joy, man, they're kicking butts.
Yeah.
I went close to Grass, but anyway, there you go. I gave it a go.
That's right.
Anyway, I was looking at the board, Patter, for a song to finish, and I sort of thought, the only way that sort of clay turns into ceramic is to actually put a whole heap of heat with it. And, of course, the only way that clay becomes clay in the place is with a whole heap of water. And so I sort of thought we'd finish with James Taylor, Fire and Rain, you see, because it sort of almost makes sense.
Very logical.
Yeah.
That's one of the songs, one of the best-selling songs of all time. Best-selling songs of all time.
And
Fire and Rain.
Great song, beautifully sung, all of that stuff. So this is... take us out. Thank you to Deb. Thank you to Hatter. Thank you to
Tyler. One thing.
Yes, Hatter.
One thing. James Taylor can rock and roll. I tell you what. Everybody thinks he's in the Fire and Rain. My good friend, the top AP. But I'll tell you what. James Taylor can rock.
Yep. I'm with you all the way. But this time, we're going to go with the classic. So this is James Taylor, Fire and Rain. And we will see everybody next week. Well, critters. That's
love and respect, guys.
Critters. Okay. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks, AP.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you right
away
now.
I muted myself because I was singing along. Thank you to everybody. We'll see you next week. For Critters with Deb and Hatter. Until then, have a great week, and bye, everybody.
Night, guys.
See you, guys.
Bye.